Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We got a good friend, Eva Rosenberg, back on the show. Eva goes all the way back to 1998. She's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She is the Tax Mama. That's her name. That's what she calls herself. She has forgotten more about small business taxes, and most people will never know she's the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy, and she's our good friend, Eva Rosenberg. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. It's great to hear your voice.
Good to have you back, Eva, as always. You always have great stories to tell us to scare the heck out of us and get us on the right track. One of the things that you've been tracking lately is phony IRS collection calls. What's that all about?
Yeah, speaking of hearing voices, I have a client who's been with me forever, and they do the simplest tax return ever. They never owe any money. They're always in great shape. They called me about 2 weeks ago and said the IRS has started calling them. And they're calling on their main phone number, which, you know, the house phone number, which they never use.
Right.
And so it just goes straight to the answering machine, so all the calls are recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And the calls are getting progressively more threatening.
Wow.
About the balance they owe.
But the IRS never does that.
They don't call like that.
IRS
no.
doesn't call. Folks, write this down. This is going to be in the test. The IRS does not make phone calls to your home to tell you that you owe them money. That's not how they work.
Well, not they don't call out of the blue. Let's put it that
right.
way. If in fact you owe a huge amount of money and you've been ignoring them, and they've been sending you letters, you are apt to get a phone call, but it's not going to be sufficiently threatening that they're going to
or
say...
Or a surprise.
Or, hang on, that they're going to say, if you don't pay us, we're going to send somebody out in 45 minutes and arrest you.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so these people are smart. So they went online and looked up the phone number that was appearing on there,
mm-hmm.
that was being left in the message, and they found a whole list of people who were commenting on the calls that they were getting and how threatening they were. And so what really disturbed me about this, because, you know, these guys are smart enough, they're not going to give these idiots money.
Mm-hmm.
But what really disturbed me is when I asked my buddies at the IRS, hey, do you want these people to go along with this, and will you, you know, so that you can catch these guys? They just kind of said, no, we know about it. The Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration, you know, they're working on it, and I said, oh, so that's not going to do any good. And it turns out, this is what got me mad, it turns out the day after I started pushing them on this, the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration released this huge, major press release saying more than 20,000 taxpayers have already been hit and have paid over $1 million
to these people. Oh, my goodness.
So if that means this has been going on for a while, why haven't they told the public?
No kidding. Like we're doing right now.
Exactly. And in their press release, they're not providing specifics. So in my MarketWatch article, I at least gave the phone number that these guys left and one of the names that he's using. And if you run this phone number through Google, you will find other names and other phone numbers these people have used. You'll find a couple of websites where people are talking about this. So
I would call. See, if you send me that number, I would call them and say, I'm with the San Bernardino Police Department. If you don't want to get arrested, you better leave because we're gonna be there in 45 minutes.
You can't do that.
Why not?
But you can call the police department and have them do it for you. And they might. I mean, really, I really think that
was there a residence or an address that actually was being occupied by that number?
I don't know. I don't know. But yeah. what's really frightening to these people who get the calls is these callers know the last four digits of their Social Security number.
Oh, really? Ooh, that's not good.
So
see, that's the kind of thing that makes you think it's legit, right?
Yeah, what probably happened is we've been hearing a lot about companies getting hacked, like Target
and so forth. Mm-hmm.
They're getting the
this is how that information
them.
Is manifesting out in the marketplace.
That's right. So seriously, guys, beware. Read the article I wrote with the tips on what to do if you get these calls so that you never, ever give them any money.
Yeah, don't give them money or information. Don't even take their call. If the IRS calls you and you haven't already been notified by mail or some other method, if you aren't already aware of some kind of a problem, a call from the IRS is not legit, folks. So
call the IRS and ask them if it's
Tell them that. Yeah.
Ask them if you have something going.
TaxMama.com. You can find out more about this at her website. Eva Rosenberg and I will be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.